Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the COVID stock special here at Share Talk. It's Sunday, the 24th of January. COVID stock special, largely on the basis that it looks as though this particular crisis is going to run and run. There doesn't seem to be much incentive to end it at the moment. Starting with Avacta, where we've had this nice breakout through the initial January resistance at £1.44, so a nice weekly close above that. Also above a line of resistance from November and the rising 200-day moving average at £1.38. We've also got the near-term moving averages rising over the last week as well. So that various plus points there. And the view here is that at least while we're above the 200-day line, on an end-of-day close basis, we could hit the top of the rising November trend channel at 200 pence as soon as the end of next month. 4D Pharma is the next contender, and here we've got a situation where the shares have backed off from the highs, the initial high of this month, which was at £1.36. Really need to see an end-of-day close back above that late December resistance line and the 20-day moving average at £1.23. to get this stock back on the front foot. Saying that, though, we have had support for the shares at or above the 200-day moving average, which is now rising at 86 pence for many months since, I suppose, the end of August. And we're still well above the 50-day moving average. So if you are a fan of the shares and we're mindful of that bullish backdrop, any dips towards the 50-day line at 107 would be regarded as technical buying opportunities. But the easiest momentum trade here is to wait for £1.23 to break and then target the top of the November channel at £1.50. On to a stock which is perhaps less high profile, but maybe worth considering, despite the, I think, the now legendary widespread. Here we've got a situation with Fusion Antibodies that any dips towards the 200-day moving average over recent months has been or have been a buying opportunity. So that would put us around the £1.15, £1.20 level. So that's something for bottom fishers to look out for. Otherwise, we're waiting for a break of that October resistance line, £1.40, to then get us back on track for a retest of the best levels of the post-September period, as high as £2.50. You can see the top of that channel from the early part of last year heading up to 300 pence. So if we do take off here, we could have a decent upside from current levels towards a pound. Onto a stock which had a sort of quite a big flurry over the course of last year, rather deflated since the beginning of November, rather. But there are one or two bullish signs here at Gene Drive. First is the way it does look as though we're bumping along the bottom. We've got bullish divergence in the RSI window. So we've had slightly lower lows since November, back below 40 pence, but the RSI has kept on rising. All we're looking for now, really, for an initial trigger to the upside would be an end-of-day close above that November resistance line at around the 43 pence level. So not too far away. If we can get through that, then 55, 60 pence could be on the target, maybe even up to 70 pence of that November resistance line. But the main thing now is to break out of the low 40s area and avoid another dip below 40 pence, so the recent low 38 pence. So above 38 pence could be on to a potential bottom fishing situation for Gene Drive. Company which was, again, rather popular last year at some points, but has gone slightly quiet since then, is Hemogenics. But the plus point here is actually the way that we've just had a bear trap rebound from below the rising 200-day moving average at 8.16 pence. That does suggest that after the consolidation since the August peak, we are finally ready to head higher. Break back above that August resistance line there around 9 pence would be at least the start of a potential journey towards the top of the rising trend channel from last April at 18 pence. Depending on how cautious you are, you'd wait for 9 pence or even the initial January resistance at 10 pence before regarding this as a technical buy. Ideally, there's also no break back below 7.5 pence, the January support to date. Next situation is N4 Pharma, and here we've got a stock, which has been basically trying to consolidate after that that gap higher that we had last month. Here again, we need not too much to get us back on track for a bullish breakout. 9 pence is the recent intraday resistance, so an end of day close above that, and we could be on our way to retesting 13, 14 pence in the top of that channel from August over the next month or two. Positives here also are the way that the 50 and the 200-day moving averages are rising, and that support of late has come in at or just below the 200-day line. So that is hopefully suggesting that we're looking at a positive consolidation before a new leg to the upside. New Formix also in focus here. Here we've got the shares ready to hopefully break out of this falling wedge that we've had, that resistance line there at 3 pence. So looking for a weekly close above that level to then give us a chance of retesting post-August resistance at 5 pence. And given the way that we've been rather dull of late, it might be worth waiting for a break of that October resistance line before considering this a potential recovery situation. No such problems as far as the next stock that I'm going to look at, which is Novacyt. Here, after a slightly slow start earlier in the autumn, we had the breakout. The first breakout there was just below the £8 level, and then the second one just a couple of weeks ago on the 13th of January, with a break of that November resistance line. That was really a break of the, I suppose, £9.20 area, and since then we haven't really looked back. We've got a very good-looking flag situation at the moment. Just need an end-of-day close through recent resistance around £11.50. If we can get through £11.50 over the next week, we could be looking at the top of that rising trend channel from the beginning of September, pointing to a £16 target. That'd be new all-time highs. And hopefully that could be seen as soon as the end of next month. This stage only really back below the £10.50 area, really delaying the upside scenario. So £10.50 to £11.50 in the near term, break of £11.50 hopefully gets us up to £16 by the end of next month on Novacyt. A stock which has been consolidating of late, sort of soaking up the positive news flow, has been Open Orphan. Here we've got an uptrend line there from September that's running around the 23 pence level. While we're above that, looking good for a break to the upside. Need to break that 20-day moving average at 25 pence. End of day close or weekly close above that should finally get the shares on for second time lucky to go for the top of that rising September trend channel at 40 pence. And the time frame on such a target would be as soon as the end of next month. So breaking 25 pence up to 40 pence for Open Orphan. Mega Diagnostics did cover during the week, but looking exciting at the moment, so why not look at it again? Here we managed to close on Friday at the late December resistance at 70 pence, so that was a pretty solid signal there. Got the 50, the 200-day moving average rising at 59, and we also broke that November resistance line, so that's all positive. A sustained clearance of 70 pence should be enough to get the shares up to that red resistance line projection at a pound, and the time frame on that as soon as the end of next month. All the while, it would be good to remain above the 200-day moving average, just below 60 pence. Just a few stocks to go now. First one is Remote Monitored Systems, which has had the green light on its antiviral face mask from farm to farm. We had a good close on Friday, breaking that November resistance line at 2.9 pence. And the longer we stay above that particular level, the greater the chance of a retest of 6 or 7 pence, which was the November peak area. This stage only really back below the 50-day moving average at 2.36 pence, really delaying the upside scenario. But as you can see from the daily chart, we've actually been at or well above the 200-day moving average from as long ago as September. So that is something, that's the kind of configuration you only see in very bullish situations, finding support well above the 200-day line, which we've done several times. Synergen is the next stock, and Here we've had a great gap higher. It's sort of going in tandem for some reason with the position that we've had at Tiziana, which is the next stock I'm going to look at. So the gap higher through the 50-day moving average is one of our favorite chart or technical setups. Current position is that while we're above the floor of the rising November trend channel and above the 20-day moving average at £1.56, we're looking towards a top of November channel target as high as £2.20, and ideally that's seen by the end of next month. The fact that we were not able even to fill the gap, the December gap, in any meaningful way does suggest that this is a very positive consolidation indeed for Synergen. And another point to note, which eagle-eyed observers might have seen, is the way that we're just in the run-up to a golden cross between the 50 and 200-day moving averages. That's something you only see in the most bullish of situations. A couple to go now. Tiziana is next, and here you can see that we've got the shares continuing to build. They're in a rising trend channel from December. Top of the channel there, just around, just above £2, the £2 level, and that's the target here while we hold above 145 at the floor of the December price channel. Hopefully £2 hit well before the end of next month. And a stock to finish off, Vallourix, which has been rather quiet of late. I would imagine that its news here is overdue, hopefully positive news, bouncing off the 50-day line at 23 pence. And while we're above that, looking towards the September price channel top at 50 pence as soon as at the end of March. The buy trigger here for momentum traders, an end-of-day close above 26 pence, and that January resistance line projection. Once again, a bit like remote monitored, we've had the shares finding support at or well above the 200-day moving average for many months now. Something suggests that this is a bullish situation. That's it from me today. More updates later today.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.